A61, number 4B.
So the idea of mind is intelligence. Now, how does that fit in with the other ideas up to now? If you would ask the man on the street to go out to Gino's and have a Coke, and you sit down with somebody else face to face and say, don't you think that intelligence and creator is the same thing? He said, oh no, that's two very different things. And yet we put it in the same category. How does it hinge together? Mind creates intelligently. That's one thing, huh? Which we could say, huh? That only that which is intelligent is actually creative, huh? In the divine, huh? Because when he reasons from the human system of reference, he says, oh no, a lot of things are created which don't make sense at all, you know? That's absolutely nonsense. You can have a creator that creates nonsense, huh? Can you see that we speak another language? We use the same terms as the ordinary language, but they mean for us something else. This is the point. That's why the student of the textbook who is not aware of that reads the textbook with the knowledge of his English language and thinks with the knowledge of his English language he can understand the textbook. He can't. He can't, because though we use the same terms, the same letters in a word, the meaning of our terms are different, absolutely different. Therefore, for us, when we reason in the divine, creator can only create something intelligently. Which is not created intelligently is not the creator, but not so in the ordinary sense of things. Yes? Say so if you agree. Huh? Yeah. Okay. Because I don't know if you understand me. Because this is, you know, this is a tragedy. This is a tragedy that millions of people read the textbook earnestly, consecratedly, and they don't know how to read it. Because they read it with English language and not with the language of spirit. So in the language of spirit, creator and intelligence go together. Because there is only one creator, namely an intelligent creator. If the creator is not intelligent, he is not a creator. Yeah? Or could you put it the other way around and say, let's say we would have started with the compendium as the very first idea, intelligence. We could have started that way. I said there is no sequence in it, or no order in it. Mind is intelligence. Could you have seen how intelligence must be created if we had started with intelligence? Does it spiritually make sense? Try to reason it out. Just speak it out. Try to speak it out 100 times this week, just to get into the habit of it, to see the flow in it. Why is an idea called intelligence a creator?
Because there's substance.
Intelligence would be the sum total of all ideas. What that has to do with creator?
And their relationships to each other.
Uh-huh. You get it somewhere, huh? Yeah? Yeah?
Mrs. A says that intelligence is the primal and eternal quality of infinite mind.
Yeah.
Omniscience, the
omnipotence. Yeah? But, mind is intelligent. But our question is, why is intelligence creator?
Which creator is creating is knowledge, and intelligence is knowledge.
Yes, yes, yes. Ruth, yeah.
Well, if we're not intelligent and we're a creator, it would be self-destructive. It would be self-destructive,
yeah.
You couldn't create,
uh-huh,
do something non-intelligent because it wouldn't bring forth anything.
Yeah. Did you understand my question? Yes or no?
Not quite,
huh? That's what I was feeling, you see. I wasn't sure that you understood my question, you see. See, and this is the secret and the mystery of understanding the synonymous term. Without this, see, what I try is that you don't have a list of terms, just a list of terms on your sheet of paper and say, these are ideas of mind. That would only be a list of terms. That has nothing to do with mind, God, mind. Huh? In order to see really mind, we have to see why such qualities, divine qualities, like creator, are the same as intelligence here, or the same that intelligence is the same as creator. Why this is? That must be so spiritually innate in our consciousness that there is no question about it. And only then you get the spirit of as a synonymous term. Can you have intelligence without the creative activity?
No, intelligence is creative. It has to be.
It's, so to say, innate in intelligence, because what does intelligence mean? That it knows everything, huh? Therefore, that it can, I think what Louise said is very near to it, huh? That it can see all that it knows, how they link together, how they fit together, and that is always creative. The moment you structure everything you know, huh, it's creative. Intelligence is always creative, or you would say, well, what on earth then is intelligence, if not that which can bring forth something new? Which can show forth something new. What then is intelligence, if not that? Something you know and does not bring forth something new is just like a parrot that can talk down of a few words. Huh? He can learn these terms very easily, what we have on our list. You can teach that to the parrot. Huh? But he does not know how these terms fit together. Huh? So without that intelligence, without intelligence, there is no creative ability innate in intelligence. It's just statement. It would be just repetition of terms, statement of terms. But intelligence means that you see the inner relationship of what you know. And when we see inner relationship of what you know, it's always creative. It's always discovering. It's always newness of insight. Yes, Chris?
It occurred to me that earlier the point was made that programmer didn't quite fit that cause. And I didn't see why programmer didn't fit, because it now with creativity always has a sense of bringing order out of chaos, like art. And intelligence, Louise's point, I think, was that it has to do with ordered relationships. It's the same sort of sense of structure, order, relationships that fit, not the grime and gear track. And that, it seems to be the sort of thing a programmer has to do, to have a program even go into a computer, especially that mechanical sense of having to fit and have order relationships work.
Could it also be that program is more applicable now, because now you have information? At that stage, we had no information.
Absolutely. Yeah, you know, now I wanted to wait a little bit long, because there are some others coming in, but you can't put it in right now, you see. That for programming, you need a program, but who puts up the program? Huh? For that, you really need all-knowing, all-seeing, an overview, huh? A survey. Mind surveys all, huh? And is, in addition to that, needs intelligence, or you just have a survey of something that does not fit into each other. Hmm? So you need intelligence, because intelligence will lead everything into each other. Hmm? You have mind as that which conceives, at the mind that has an image in mind of all knowing, and so he can see and survey the whole program, huh? And that's where you build a program, there you construct the program. So you need at least intelligence, huh, and creative ability and ideas, huh, or else you can't do it, huh? So you see again, program includes within itself quite a few of these ideas, or it isn't a program, it's a mess. Huh? It's a mess. Yeah. All right, that's what I want to do. Do you feel now what I want you to see? That you don't have a list of ideas. We make a list of ideas. Let's make a good list of ideas. That's a long list of ideas. But the point is that it's only a help to see how do these ideas blend with each other. And only then they blend together, so finally they just form mind. Then you have everything in it. Huh? Yeah. We have afterwards, after intelligence, the next one is the mind of Christ, which Mrs. Eddy uses very often, that we have to have that mind, which also Jesus had, that mind of God. Important then is mind reading. Mind reading. What means mind reading? What means mind reading?
Mind knowing itself.
Mind knowing itself, that's quite good, huh? And mind reading itself, huh? Mind reading itself, mind knowing itself. What does mind know about itself? Mind knowing itself, what does mind know about itself?
All these things that we've been going through.
All these things, yeah. All ideas, huh? Yeah. Mind knows not only that which we have been going through, mind knows all ideas of mind and all ideas of spirit and all ideas of soul and principle, life, truth and love. Huh? It not only knows the ideas, the characteristics of mind, huh? It knows all ideas. Huh? The ideas of all the seven synonymous terms. Huh? Yes? So, can you see how mind reading fits in with mind all-knowing, practically the same, only that mind reading is specific. If you have the all-knowing mind, you say, all right, mind knows all. But mind reading means that the mind, as the programmer, can perceive specific ideas of mind. That's mind reading. He reads specific ideas. Not all ideas, but the specific ideas of a situation. So, in your program, so to say, mind is a scanner. Huh? The scanner that takes out of the infinitude of ideas, reads exactly those ideas which are adapted to the situation. Hmm? That's mind reading. What is mortal mind reading?
Reading the human mind,
yes. Would you like to do that?
No, thank you.
Yeah. So, mortal mind reading or human mind reading in the world is considered as a higher faculty because the average person doesn't know mind reading. And so, in the world, mortal mind reading is considered to be a very specific and high faculty. Is it actually a high faculty? No. Something which we really should forget. Huh? To read mortal mind is something that should belong to the past, and because it's no use to read error. Divine. Let me ask another question. How then can we read error in a certain situation? How can we then read? What is the error that makes the patient sick? Yeah?
Truth uncovers it.
Uh-huh. Is that mind reading?
Knowing the truth. Therefore you reject the error.
Don't you must be aware that I like to tease you, you see, and give the impression that something is wrong when it is right, huh? Just to see if you're very sure about it. You were quite right, huh? Mind reading is mind, divine mind, knowing only true ideas, huh? Ideas, and ideas being of the nature of truth when we consider it in relationship to error. Huh? So the ideas of mind become the ideas of truth in relationship to uncovering error. So we read error via divine mind reading and true ideas. Huh? Whereas mortal mind reading reads error directly, namely through erroneous thought. A mortal mind reader reads easily what goes on in the mind of somebody else, very easily. Says, well, you are thinking this and this and so on. So they read mortal mind directly. But that is not of any advantage. What we want to read is that we discover an error in the patient's thought, the specific error that is at work in the patient's thought. In order to uncover the specific error, we can only uncover it through truth. Not through mortal mind reading, through truth. Therefore, through divine mind, we know the truth about the patient. The truth, mind, truth. And that truth uncovers, by the law of opposites, the specific error. Is that clear? That process, huh? Must be very clear.
Would you please go over it again?
Yes. In divine mind reading, the divine mind only knows the ideas. Only knows ideas. These ideas are true and are the truth about every counterfeit belief. Therefore, the divine mind, knowing the truth about the situation, by the law of opposite, uncover the specific error. You do that in every science. You do that in music. You sit in a concert hall. You listen to a piece of music. If you have a cultured sense of music, what do you have? You know, mind, the truth about music, the harmony. You listen to it, and by the law of opposite, you react the moment somebody plays a false note. Because it is through the law of opposite, does not coincide with what you have as the truth in your musical consciousness. Hmm? So it is the truth of music, so to say, the correctness of music, that uncovers through the law of opposites a false note. It's not you direct who uncovers a false note, because I can sit in that same audience, I will never hear it. I will never hear it because I'm not trained in music. So everything seems to be nice as long as it's loud. Huh? But the cultured sense of music, which is mind and truth, huh? That, because it has that cultured sense, by the law of opposites, will always react when a tone does not fit. Now, that's the same in being. That's why in the whole chapter on practice, you have that great, great passage of knowing the truth and mind. knowing the truth, and that that truth is the law of correction. Yes. All right.
The same thought can be expressed simply from more from a human point of view in thinking of mathematics.
Absolutely.
If you understand mathematics and an error appears, it's your understanding of mathematics that protects you from believing the error.
Absolutely. The same thing. So it is the understanding of truth that uncovers. Okay. So we have mind reading. On the mind reading, we have also the mind records. Because it takes on the... She speaks about the... Then we come to a completely different set of ideas again, and so I think this is the moment to break up and go for lunch.